Okay, gentlemen.
I owe you two things. I have two chiyuvim, both based on Rabbi Reis's previous chaburis. The most recent one about the poalim, poaching rebbeim and yeshiva administrators. I really was tempted to talk about that. But I owe you a previous chov, Rabbi Reis's chabur before that, but the definition of das. I was going to talk about that, but last time, Chevra wanted to change my topic, which I did. So I'm going to go back to my, you know, it says in the poskim that if the two balechov, the balechov rishon comes first, you know, take from the lakuchos. So I'm back to my balechov rishon that I have by the definition of das. Talk about that. So we know, that's what Rabbi Reis talked about in Choshen Mishpat, about how who was a ben das with respect of kinyonim. Of course, kinyanim is just one example of what you need das for, but das is also relevant in the mitzvahs. Das is relevant in getting the kiddushin. It's relevant everywhere. And I wanted to share with you some of the things they wanted to talk about, which relate to all these areas as time allows. So we understand that there is a trio, cheresh adavikot. They come together throughout Shas, in mitzvahs, and gittin, and kinyonim, cheresh adavikot. And they all, you can say they're in the same breath. Cheresh adavikot. Chashvak, some people call it in Rosh HaTevis, chashvak. So let's begin with the Gemara in Masech to gittin, and daf ayin, amud beis. What is as follows? Omo kisu get the ishti. The achazo kudaikis. The name of the parag mish achazo kudaikis. Because of yamar al tichtavu. Ein dvara vachronim klum. What he said when he was in the status of kudaikis is irrelevant. We disregard it completely. And we take into account only what he said when he was lucid. That's what counts. That's a Gemara Masechta Gittin. Fine. Do you write the get right then and there? A chlokas of Yochanan and Rish Lakish. What are they fighting about? Rav Yochanan medamele l'shoiter and Rish Lakish medamele l'yoshan. Why? Same biyodan. He takes the pills. It gets better. But as opposed to a shoiter, who can it get better? It's very, very important. Today there are certain psychiatric illnesses with Sami Biyodan. If he's taking his medicines, he's okay. I'm telling you, oh, I'm glad you're here. It's good to have a psychiatrist here. I've dealt with people, sadly, when they don't take their medicines, they're crazy. They're not, they don't know what's going on. When they take their medicines, they're okay. That's Sami Biyodan. It's exactly that's how much of a medicine they had in ancient times. It's, I don't know, but you can figure it out. But there's a concept of Sami Biyodan, an important concept to know.
Only ones I've described along the bill since the mid-1950s.
Okay, I understand. I'm not asking you to use it. We're not allowed to use the medicines in the Gemara, not for physical diseases or for mental diseases. We're not allowed. Okay, it's a chayim against it. Fine. Now, if the only chisaron of Shota is a chisaron das, what does it make a difference to some of the other? Who cares? Right now, it's a difference what he could do. Right, that's what he's talking about. See, for me, in my opinion, Nakamura, Shoita is what we call, forgive the expression, a psul gavra. It's a psul gavra. Not that you don't know what's going on. He also doesn't know what's going on. But because he has the ability to take the medicine and know what's going on, there's no psul gavra of Shoita. Going to Rish Lakish. That's it. Even though right now he's saying that he's, don't give it, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Fine. Obviously, if he says "Ochsu Kudaikis," give a get, that's meaningless. That's how the parak begins. This is Ayin Amid Beis. This is Samach Zayin Amid Beis. Everyone agrees. That's Kudaikis. The Shlakish will see. Agree. No, Rav Yochanan disagrees. Okay, it's a detailed Mechlokis, but they're not arguing the principle. They're not arguing the principle, right? He just says that doesn't help. Doesn't agree with that. So Rashi explains Kudaikis. Shita shall let us shall see and harbin bikito lo maklub she'ain daitam yushevis. So if ain't daitam yushevis, how can you give the get? He said it when he was sane. Now he's saying So Rav Yochanan is fighting about a machlekes and metzias. No, it's a question of al pidin because it showed it's al pidin. Al pidin. What about a katan? What about a katan? He's 12 years old. He's by mitzvah next tomorrow. He's a genius. Katan ein lo das. Doesn't measure his IQ. Obviously, that's it. What about Cheresh? What about Cheresh? Nafkamina. He's brilliant. They understand the word Cheresh is limited. It means Eno Shomea Veino Medaber, which in earlier times, almost by definition, meant he didn't know what's going on. How is he can't communicate. You can't tell him anything. And he can't communicate. He's considered to be in that category. But what will happen if you'll find a situation where in more modern times, they're able to take someone who can neither hear nor speak and have special schools for them. In those special schools, they'll be able to make them very, very intelligent individuals. The cup arbiter, as they say. This is discussed by the Rashash. The Rashash in Masechta Gittin, Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph. See? You have Likut, these new kofs, it's hard to find things. Bizmanenu Nimsa Bivin Habira in Vienna, based Talmud Alaksiva Lecharoshim Mileda. They become very intelligent. They can even write. You can't write unless you know what's going on. I don't mean write. Write a letter like you and I can write. So Rosh Hashanah is saying that maybe things have changed. Maybe yes, maybe no.
They said the
Feyrish
over there?
Yeah. What is he talking about? In Vienna. Rosh Hashanah lived in the 19th century. So imagine at that time already there was, they had these things. Now they certainly have them. But apparently they had in that period of time as well. So that's the question. Is Cheresh also Psul Gavra? As Katan is, as Shaita is, or maybe not. So there's a Gemara. Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us like this. What happens in the following situation? Tanina. Nishtatis lo yotzi. Nischarish hu o nishtata lo yotzi olamis. My olamis? Afagav diochel adabe bitoch haksav. That's a Gemara. What do you mean? What do you mean? By definition, the chazin lay the charif. He's writing. He's a charif. Nonetheless, the Gemara seems to say, no good. It's a psul gavra. It's a machlokas Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Chachamim by medaber b'toch haksav. Machlokas atanoim. They're not fighting about the metzias, how intelligent he is. So Rashi explains what they're fighting about. The Rashi says like this. Chalukan alav chaver on Ashbar. Tafilu pikech v'nischarish eni yochel legarish. Even if he knows how to write. And according to Ashbag, he came in Megarish. Why? Why? So that's a question of how is it possible? So there's a Marshal in the back. Marshal says as follows. Oh, b'cheresh meikaro, nira b'enai, d'hai meikaro lav dafka, d'im kain, lo haya bali deksav. Kolomar, sh'nischarish b'katnuso, kodem shabali deidas ha-miyusha v'duk. In the Chok Moshlom in the back over here, on the ayin aleph amud aleph. You see from all these things, that there seems to be a psul gavra known as cheresh. That's the shaila. How do you know? Otherwise, what's the difference if the Shem Bedas was Chal, not Chal? If you had a Shem Bedas, it stays, doesn't stay. Oh. The Rambam passes like the Chachamim. And the Kesef Mishnah explains like this, Nichlas Gerish. Avocheresh Gomer, Afal Pisha Osa Masa Pikeach, Kishote Chashvina Le. What do you mean? It's not a Shota. Kishota. My Rebbe was always into these Rambams. That means a Shota. Kishota. What do you mean? Kishota. Not a Metzias, not a Shota. He says, a status of Shota. It's a Psul Gavra. Where does it come from? So Zalman Nechemia, Zechatzalik, the Rocha, the piece about this in Tchumin, Tchumin Zion. He says, the source for this must be, when you have no source, Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. That's what he says. What about someone, that's my main thrust for today, is someone who doesn't fit neatly into any of these categories. He's called today, I don't know what the word is, in modern Hebrew or English. He was called Mifager. That has a pejorative. You know, they call you Mifager. They call you the same as they call you an idiot. In another language that they use in English. But I think in the psychiatric jargon in Hebrew, it's Mifager. We probably call it today developmentally impaired, limited. You know, there are all kinds of words that it's, you know, words we used to use words that you can't use anymore. You know, it's not.
In this case, it's not just because of the George who was non-descriptive. The word retarded just means delayed, and now right. They use terms like neurodevelopmentally disabled. They'll focus on in different areas, you know, perception, other specific cognitive functioning. So it's really more practical, not just.
I'm very glad we have a psychiatrist in the room. And I'm giving this chabur because otherwise I'd be a little bit lost. And we'll see. I'm going to quote a psychiatrist. You'll either agree or disagree with him down the road. Okay, fine. We're going to go slowly. So Zalman Nechemia says as follows. He has a new category. Not Cheresh, not Shote, not Katan. Hesi. This Rabbi we spoke about a little bit. That's where I'm going to elaborate on that category. We know Shove Psalm Hashem. You know, that's the way we know the word Pesi from Hallel, from Tehillim. But you know that doesn't necessarily mean what we're talking about. Maybe we're all psalm. Gemara Shem Psalm Hashem across that. You know, Mishamish is Bemoch. Doesn't mean that they have any kind of developmental limitation. It means that you know it's a simple. It means a simple person. We're all simple people. Which is better should be simple people. But the word Pesi in this technical term means something different. And it's also to the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos. Rambam says as follows. Hapsoim biyoser. Not some every pet. We all psoim. Hapsoim biyoser. She'ein makirim dvorim shesoshim ze'azeh. Le'avinu inyone hadova kederach shemavinim shar am ha'oretz. Period. V'chein ha'mavuholim v'nechbozim b'datam v'mishtagim biyoser. Hare elu b'chlal ha'shotim. What does that mean? B'chlal ha'shotim. This is in Hilchos Eidos, remember. He's telling you who's kosher the edus, who's posel the edus. What does that mean? Does it mean he's really a shaita or not? Well, let's take a look at how it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Lamed Hey. Hilchos Eidos. Machava quotes the Rambam verbatim. Says the Sma. Zachilik ben Pesel the Shota. Shashota dato he mishu beshes and muturefes legamri. The Dover mad verb. Mashek and Pesi. Ain't a muturef legamri bishum Dover. Ali mitzad echad ugora me a Shota. Shashota bishar dvorm uchokam kishar ben yodam. Va Pesi hu she ain lo seichel gomor. Ve'enu meivin shum dover kiderech shemevinin also shabnei adam u'mishum hachi siye v'kosev de bichlal shota yechoshev v'haylo din psul for edus avalav shem shota olam. The Sma is clear as day that a pesi is not a shota. This is not to be taken for granted. The gedolei olam argue with the Sma and they say that the pesi is the same as a shota. Means the psul gavra. Whereas I think Rav Zalman Nechemia is following the Sma, That Pesi is not a psulga. Sorry? Simen Lamed Hey, Smat Sif Cotton, Puff Aleph. Shechanarach Sif Yud.
The
Rambam uses the expression in Hilchas Eidus.
Who is the first person to use the term Pesi?
David HaMelech used the word Pesi.
No, but I'm saying in
the Rambam has it. We don't know the Mark of the Rambam. The Rambam. That we know about. One of the reasons I'm saying this, Chabura, I got a hold of a few other Sforum, which are interesting with this topic. One of them, I was asked to sort of look at it to give it some kind of approbation. I want to make it in English. It's called Nafshi B'Shelosi. By Rav Yonason Rosenzweig, a nephew of our Rabbi Rosenzweig. And they asked me, I have to see it. So Rav Michal gave it to me, his copy from, I gave it to his brother, the father of this author. This author thanks me. I guess he must ask me a couple of questions down the road that I don't remember, but you know, he must remember. So he has, they say the Kesef Mishnah is based on the Tshuva Sarif. But the Rif had it first. The problem is, he said, we don't have the Tshuva Sarif. So, unless somebody can find it, we don't know before the Rambam where it comes from. So that's why he has the first one. I don't know. No, we have a Tshuva Sarif, but this is not in the Tshuva Sarif that we have. That's what he says. I mean, I can't I'll open up to the page if I can find it. That's what attracted me, because he has a whole chapter on Pesi. Pesi. Page 477. This is a big book. It takes me a while to get through these things. Even with skipping. That's it. Quotes the Rambam, quotes the Sva, Kesef Mishnah, Tshuva Sarif. And the Beis Yosef quotes the Iter. The Iter himself quoted the Rif. Ach b'yodeinu ein Tshuva Sarif kazu. Page 478. You want to look it up? Okay. It goes back to the Rif. So Zayin HaSoy. But the Rav Zalman Nechemia, in that same article in Truman, it's in Truman Zion, he writes, Ram got a misvara. He's puzzled the Eidus because he doesn't understand properly. And therefore, if he doesn't understand Kiddushin, it's no Kiddushin. We'll get to it. If he doesn't understand Gittin, it's no Gittin. That's what Rabbi Reese said in his Chabura, Rabbi Zalman Nechemia was very careful not to marry these people because he's afraid, as the only Yontif was, marriage is an easy concept, relatively easier to understand because, you know, he sees people are married. He doesn't understand what Gerishin is. And then you're stuck. That's what was mentioned last time. So I'm just elaborating on that a little bit more. Fine. It's not a psul garbi. Against others. There are others who say no. And the Rambam says, against the Sma. The Rambam says, he has a long discussion of who holds that way. I don't want to bore you with the list. He has a Maharit, and he has Achroinim, who hold that way. Pesi is Shoytel L'chol Dover, and he quotes Atzei Arozim, Divrei Malkiel. You know, he has a Negiyontiv talks, you know, whatever I thought. Beis Yitzchak, Avnei Nezer, quotes a whole slew of individuals who say it's a Machlokos Rishonim. But this is very important, which is also helpful for our purpose. Now, we know in the definition of Shoter, aside from all the, we'll probably get to a little bit later, the clinical definitions, we'll have a psychiatrist who'll help us out, and what exactly did Chazal mean when they gave those examples in Masechta Chagiga that we spoke about last time. He goes, sleeps in the cemetery, goes around naked, all those things. But we're discussing in a more general sense. So there is a Gemara in Masechta Gittin, which is also very relevant to this discussion. I think Gittin, Samach Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us who can accept a get, who cannot accept a get. And among those, it's a problem. Kol Shemishtameres Dover Acher Machmas Gita. It's called a Shota. Shota. Shota Bialmahi. She has a newspaper. She thinks it's a get. So Rashi explains, and this is what I was really going to talk about originally, but it's really more kshayach as a gittin. So whenever we learn gittin next, we'll have to wait, because it's really, that's why I wrote this whole maimer about originally for gittin, that my Landesman story, my reference to it last time. That's enough for today. I'll never finish. So Rashi does say on Av Samach Dal and Amud Beis, when it says, Shota v'yalmehi, v'ein lecha mashaleches v'chozeres, yosem imena. Should go right back to him. Goes right back to him, then the get is no good midaraisa. I wanted to talk about, maybe some other time, that in my opinion, this is a significant problem for someone who has a syndrome of forgetting. That at the time that she gets, she knows exactly what's going on, and an hour later she has no recollection. I thought the Shalva Daraisa Mashach of Chozeres, Rabbi Landesman wrote a whole tshuva which he printed, arguing with me. And I found out a rabbi in South Africa, I think somewhere, agreed with me. But that will leave for some other. It's very important, but not exactly on point for this moment.
How long is that? Yes, to remember. Short term, long term. Chozeres.
I thought you have to remember forever. It's not something you forget. I forget from yesterday. A woman gets it, receives a divorce, and she doesn't remember. That's a problem. Should be Chozeres next week, next month, next year. I 100% agree that if something, that's what Rabbi Landesman argued with me, basically what you're saying, to which I responded, any which is unanticipated and happens later is irrelevant completely. Because B'Shas Maisa, we can say it was Meshach Ravena Chozeres. But someone who we know from yesterday, they forgot from the day before. It's documented. We well know it. That's not the same as something coming up. Rabbi Black holds like Rabbi Landesman.
Yeah, we have somebody who has a history of mental impairments, and she forgot all kinds of things yesterday and the day before. So she'll be able to come back to Shabbat as ours today, as distinct from somebody who has no memory impairment today and can't even play with it.
That's not on topic for today, Baruch Hashem, so we will not get distracted by it. Okay. Fine. Happy to show you what I wrote, what he wrote, but not this minute. But let's go on. Let's go on. Once again, slowly. Slowly. So, if we are correct, maybe the Lashon HaGemara is Lav Dafka. We said before the Lach in the Kesef Mishnah was Lav Dafka. Kesef Mishnah that we had before, Kesef Mishnah said that we said a Cheirish Gomer. And I said, don't take it literally. There's the kuf, it's like, but it's two psule gavra, distinct. Maybe even Lashon of the Gemara is lav dafka. Doesn't say shota in the classical sense. I thought such an individual would be more to be characterized as a pesi. Don't understand. Don't understand between the get and then another piece of paper. That's what I was suggesting. The Gemara Chagiga we know about. And the Gemara has an Avdal and Manaf and Chagiga. So these things are not Dafka, they are types. So I'd like to quote to you in the bottom of the Tur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Lamed Hey, one of the footnotes on the bottom. They have what they call the Hagoros Vehoros, which are very, very good in this edition. Simon Lamed Hey, Siv Katan Chav Tes. Watch this. Listen to what's going on over here. The cost of Agon of Chaim Soloveitchik Abez and Brisk. Do they know what he wrote? The terrace is Chazon Yecheskel says so. Chaskel Abramsky, who was very close with Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Brisk held Reb Chaim. There's an imra about Reb Chaskel Abramsky. The Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, he was not only a goyin, he was also very. You ever meet him? Hajus Ponim, who said he's royally os Mashiach. You can't say it anymore now since they're there, but he was saying that, you know, because of his tzura. That's what they say. Reb Chaim said about it. Anyway, he knew Reb Chaim well. Tana de Brais appeared Sholosh Eile to Simonim. Hamesamnim es mine ha machlos, v'lo hazachol el levad. Yotzi v'chidu b'alayla v'lam v'esak v'aras v'tora l'machlas ha'mora shkoru. Depression. Is that the word they use for Baruch Shalom? Maybe not.
Yeah.
I'll use depression.
Again,
I understand depression comes in many sizes. Hamakareas ksuso, some call it melancholy. That's the word they use. Hamakareas ksuso, utol lemachlas halavana. Lunatic. Literally. Ashagiri yisrakshus yisrakshus v'artocha keruchim bo. Dama beid mashenosim lo. Mora shebiyosa ish holech v'godel v'gufo. Nishar omeid berucho, shekishron binoso lonas patech atzlo, v'koach sichlo ata, kikoach sichlo oz biyoso koton shema'abed mashenosim lo. He still is his cup as when he was so young. They would give him something, he would just lose it. Where exactly is that found? That's a halachic term, a Gemara. On Samachayim and Aleph and Pesach Begitna. Mefusha Gemara talks about exactly what Reb Chaim is quoted as saying. Samachayim and Aleph. Koton is ochali atzmo, gimel minus bekoton, tsror vizorko egos vinotlo, is ochali atzmo, is ochali acheri. He knows the difference between a pebble and an almond. You eat the almond, you throw away the pebble. That's a madrega. How old do you have to be to know that? Don't know. But ma'abed kol mashenosim lo is on a lower level than that. So too, it seems to me, someone who's so developmentally disabled that he doesn't know the difference between the pebble and the amint has a status of shota, as Reb Chaim said. And that's the same as the Gemara in Samach Dalet Amud Beis. We can take it literally. Mishameres. Shota. The same as she confuses an almond with a pebble, she confuses a get with a paper towel. I just don't have the mental capacity. The Rambam said so. Cotton, pogos, migil, desror, vizorko, egos, and notlo, eno, zocho, liatzmo, vechein, ashot. I think the word vechein should be taken here in a literal sense. This being the case, Cotton shezorik egos notel tzror is included in memavid mashenosim lo as a shota mamish. Now the question becomes: all right, fine. So that's a very young age. I mean, most kids, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know what age is that. I don't even know how old you have to be. 3, 4. I don't know to be able to distinguish. You have kids over there. Okay, so somewhere between 3 and 5. You know, it was even younger than that. Whatever it is. Reb Lech has very smart kids. Whatever. It's somewhere in a low range. We'll ask the professor to give us his professional opinion.
Wasn't there
a
Moshe Rabbeinu and the
Malach
had to move his hand?
Yes, that was Moshe Rabbeinu.
There was a newborn
friend. Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. Let me go on. So now, good. I want to know, so how smart, what level of intelligence must a person have to be chayav in mitzvahs, to be treated as someone who is at least, he'll tell me, what I mean, of course, 13 years old. If you say that way, if you go with an average, half the 13-year-olds are not by mitzvah, because, you know, it's an average. So you can't say that 49% of people are by mitzvah, not by mitzvah. It can't be that. So I thought, since we have no other criterion, I thought that Shlomo Zalman was right. Onas ha-pu'utos. That is a halacha category. Onas ha-pu'utos. I'll show you soon his mechamen to earlier achronim and even rishon. Onas ha-pu'utos. Sin mincha Shlomo chelek aleph simen lamedalet. You have das onas ha-pu'utos. You have bar das to be chayev in mitzvahs. Less than that, I would say, this has status of a pesi. Not a psul gavra. Not a psul gavra. So if he's 13 years old and has a das of a, I don't know, a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, seems to me that is a pesi. And as I said to you before, it depends on what we're talking about. If he understands it, he understands. He doesn't understand. Obviously, an eidus is no good. You have to understand the whole picture. For other areas, I thought it should depend. I'm going to show you later that Rav Shlomo Zalman said it. Others agree, both of recent times and of much earlier times. Let's go slow. Let's go slow. Oh. So now, this is what I had written last time. And now I'm going to go to the new discoveries from the new Svarim. So, he has, I told about a Pesi. That's what I found in the Sefer. He says, you know what? Rabbi Chanan said this. We're going back in time slowly. Rabbi Chanan and Kovetz Aretz. Never knew that. Simon Samavov. Utos, Mekhan, Mekach, Takonas Chachamim, Abamutzina Shira Zebedaraisa. Sure. Ktana Choletes Mishigir Lonas Haputos. Beer, this is very fundamental. Shnei Dinim Yesh Bekot. Aleph. Kotten Shlogir Lechaldas Harehu Kashoita. Base. Kotten Pikeach. Shanaroan Sheyeshu Daska Godel. Mikongam and Maisa Kotten Klum. Hugzera Sakosim. Ish Velo Kotten. Shen koach b'masa katan lef'ol chalos kinyan o kiddushin. So you shall me. Hakol modim shen matanos v'matana ki yitan ish. Matnas ish matana v'en matnas kot matana. Kiddushin. Rashi has an exubis. Katan en kiddush of klum. La barkichu ki yikach ish ksiv. Chalitza. Yod ish ala ish. Englan acholetza fili yesh bodas kegdola. Rav Yosef is no such as the other cause. Fine. Well, you have to have das anyway. That's what it says. That's what it says. Atkan. So Bechon is this side stick. It says this shear is Pu'utos. Now, we go further than that. Here in this book, back to this book, I discovered it from him, so I got to give credit where credit is due. Here on page 484, towards the very end. Who else has this way? Rabbi Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. As a matter of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is writing there in Gam Dati Meskemes Lekach. What does Scheinberg say? He's worried about these people of, you know, limited. Im Yesh, it's printed where? Moria, Shnas Yudav Choveres Tes. Im Yesh Im Das Kiputos Yishlechayim Mitzvahs. Yeah? Shlomo Zalman agrees. But if Shalom threw it a rug, I never knew this until now. I just didn't pay attention to the second half of Shlomo Zalman. He says, "Umevin v'yeshul das t'mo putos." And he adds, "V'yodeya shakodesh baruch hu nosam lanu Torah, v'anachnu mekayimim mitzvosav the shaper choshek bar das in the kimer mitzvus." Uvagil legil yudgimel shana rekachoshek kegadol. He's a 13-year-old with the das of a putos. Putos is approximately 8 years old. Umiyus is a b'shleim azal. Then in onchin shaper nira k'mo the chas rachmon al cotton. Kach gam mefagir kekotan hu dechoshev linyan ze af agav shehu godol. So mitzvah shu meimim behem dinu kegodol. And if it is chinuch, etc., etc. This chiddush, the distinction between one and the other, is a problem. How do you give an onshin to any bar mitzvah? It's a bar onshin. Baruch Shem try me onshin shozeh. Why? Why the onshin? Maybe he's 13 years old, but he's in the bottom half of the IQ percentiles. And therefore not. So you have to say that if he looks like everybody else, there's no any symptoms, quote unquote, you can't go with that. He looks like a 13-year-old, you assume that he has enough seichel to be a bar onshin. This so-called mifager, that has a limited, it's clear that it's limited, then we have this distinction. Then, however, it's still not a chiddush. And as a matter of fact, in this sefer, which I well, this I had last time before, but I want to go again. Mishpatei Adas, Rabbi Farbstein, the son of Chevron Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Moshe Matcha Farbstein, he's a very choshev, Dayan, and I became Rosh Hashiva. Chevron took over for his father. I don't know him, I knew his father quite well. He's come to visit me a lot. Very interesting person. On page Ayin Tes, he calls him Shlomo Zalman, Tzorech Iyun. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. Hanocha shenircha gvashas, she tochen she amafager, badas in ki mitzvahs, ve'eno badas in onshin, Tzorech Iyun. He doesn't see how can you make such a distinction. Okay, Shlomo Zalman was a god of the Torah. He made a distinction. But he said he doesn't understand this distinction. Oh, now we go back to see, I never knew this before either, that this idea of Pu'utas goes back a long, long way. This is in his page, I'll give you the page numbers. This is going back. This was page Ayin Tes, going back to Samach Tes. It's called HaMefager Ma'amadol Vilchosa. There's a nice piece on this. And he quotes an amazing quote from Rishonim. This is Rabbeinu Simcha, quoted in the Rav Yoh. Simcha Mishpaira. If you have Das Kaputos, you're a Pikeach. It's right here. I brought it up to Rav Yoh, for those who don't believe it. He signs his name Simcha Reb Shmuel. He's writing a Shaila to Gedolei Olam. Derek Sore Shalom Arena Rav Simcha. Who's writing? This is the Rav Yoh. Shuvas Rav Yoh. Responding to Rabbeinu Simcha, and he doesn't agree to Rabbeinu Simcha. But the point that I'm trying to quote over here is really a sort of a one-liner in the middle of a discussion. It has to do He didn't know what to do. So he wrote to his Rabbeim. Now, he writes as follows. Oh. He says, going through the various gemaras that we just spoke about. Benira, the gedola, sheyesh lo das putos, harayiki pikachas lechol devoreh. Pretty sharp statement. And it's quoted halacha. And the chelkas mechokek sim kuf yud tesiv katan yud gimel. And hilchos gerish. However, the Rav Yoh doesn't agree necessarily with the Rabbeinu Simcha. So this issue, which I thought Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was right, and the Kovas and Rabbi Scheinberg was right, and the Rabbi Chana was right, three gedolim of the 20th century, well, Rabbeinu Simcha Mishpara, it's a long time ago, 12th century or something like that, a long time ago. But the Rav Yoh seems to disagree with him. So this could be some machlokes gedolei harishonim, what I just spoke about. And that's what he points out over here. He thinks that this issue is a machlokes. Sorry?
What is the revelation
to the final problem? I'll read it from here one more time. These are his words. V'nira de gedolei sheyesh ladas putos, harihiki pikachas lechol devarel. If you wouldn't say lechol devarel, you can say it's local. Lechol devarel sounds like it's pretty expensive. This is commensurate what we spoke about with the recent Achronim. That's what he seems to say. As Rav Yoh disagrees, the Chokas Mechol quotes the Rabbeinu Simcha. Now, there were those who say, I heard this from Rabbi Shechter Shlita many times, but it's a Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer. Even as a base. Kol Mishen Siklo Tzolo Alpha P Shenos Osa Shumas Shtus, Alpha Eno Mavidor Masosim, a apostle Minator Lachomili, where he said, Bechlal Ha, no, Tamir Rabbi Shach should all jump out and say, Ha Cheresh, Shemonu Chazal Bechomokom, Shep Apostle Mitama now. So that's what Rabbi Shach always said. He viewed Cheresh not the way I said, not like Abzam Nechemia said. Abzam Nechemia said, Cheresh Lapsul Gavra. And Rabbi Shach would always say, no. Cheresh is exactly what Pesim means. He can't understand too well. So according to Rabbi Shechter, Rabbi Shasha's Shah is no Shaila. If you have a Vienna that can teach you. So you're not even the beginning of a question. I had my Gemaras, which seemed to me, talk about my Rebbeim, seemed to me it's a Psul Gavra. What's the difference if you started, didn't do the Marashal with the with. So this is obviously a big machwekas. I'm just giving you some Mara Makamas. No, Fakert. Rashash sounds like maybe he would be different. So he would hold like the Rashash. It wouldn't work. It's a Xeris HaKost. It was a Psul Gavra. Like a 12 and a half year old genius. So you have a Chemish genius. Zav Nechemia says it's a Lach Moshe Vissin. Because Zav Nechemia says. Rashash doesn't know about Lach Moshe Vissin. It doesn't know anything about it.
Also about
I don't know. I'm trying to finish on time, so let me just try to finish in the next few minutes. It's dangerous to spend all these books. You can spend here hours. I'm trying to finish a few more minutes. And I told him I called a psychiatrist. Patience. There are more. Writes in Evan Ezra Simon Mdalas of Base. Das Kala, excuse me, Dala Uklusha Harbe. Hoshishin Likidushin. Hoshishin Likidushin. That means maybe yes, maybe no. There's a whole tumult about this. This is the end of his parak called Hamafagar, a mother of the Chos of page Pei Beis, quotes the Ramah. And the Chelkas Mechogah Beis Shmuel says it's a Tosofer. Kiddushi Vadai. Kiddushi Vadai. Kiddushi of Kiddushin. Tosofer. Come on. That's hard to believe. Here's the answer. I think the answer is very simple. What's the answer? Kiddushin Shelzer, quoting over here. Shadata Kalusha Minastan, and Mamasab Safek, Haim Hevin Esmash Poel, Vesmash Mosa Kiddushin. Visafek is a Kayim Achalon of Varsh Achen Hevin Esmaso. That's what the Divrei Makil says. I think it's correct. He says it was a Dochak, Kolmashlo Badaknam also. I don't know. I thought it's the truth. Or is a Machlokas and Lamdas? Okay. Some say a Pesi is a Shota Gomer. Okay, so that's what the suffix is that position correct or incorrect? So a lumdish suffix. Anyway, to say it's a tall sulfur is very difficult. Now that I've finished this discussion, I want to spend a little time on the definition of shot. We have the Gemara in Chagiga. We have what we quote from Reb Chai. This I knew already a long time ago. But there are other issues, including Reb Moshe. From Moshe's famous tshuva in Eben Ezra, Aleph Simon Kuf Chof, the guy thought he was Mashiach. Wouldn't be the first. It was a guy here for years. Remember that?
When I took my oral exam to be certified in general psychiatry, I walked in the room with the examiners and the patient to be interviewed, handed me a card, I can show it to you. He handed me a card, said Messiah for president, 1992 for all the people. That was my board certifying exam. I'll show it to everyone.
They have it today. Downstairs, oh yeah. They like to hang out in yeshiva because the boys have rachmanis with them.
Yeah, I said, oh, the
place is it. 3 hours talking to Shafter one time.
Rabbi Shafter gave him 3 hours?
We tried our everything.
I don't know how you can
say, like, we need Rav Shechter for something, or this, or we want us to kick him out, and Rav Shechter said,
Rav Shechter is the same tzaddik as the Chazon Ish. I'm not mentioning Lomdus now. The story is about the Chazon Ish. He went from Rav Bris, and he's late, and he's late, and he's late, and he's late, and he's late. Why are you so late, Chazon Ish? He said, Don Elter Yid, an old Jew, a Halacha survivor, who comes to Chazon Ish to tell him the news of the day, and this, 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 Masbet She'en Kamo. He said, in my 11, in my life, I never sent anybody away for lack of patience. So I'm far from that. I think on that matrega, I've tried to pull him away many times in my long association with him. Sometimes successfully.
To be married that way, and he said, if you cut him off, he'll come back. Let him finish. He'll go away for a long time.
Oh, true?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See? The Chazon Ish guy came back.
Shia complex was like the Napoleon complex.
Right, Napoleon. Okay. Right? The Shia and Napoleon. Some people thought Napoleon wasn't a Shia. I don't mean it literally, but they're going to save the Yidden. That's a stemaisa with the Alter Rebbe, with the other Rabbanim. We're not going to go into that right now. Too much of a digression. Okay, anyway, let's go on. So he has over here, I'll give you page numbers in this. I never heard this say before. I got it last week. So I want to give you some of his page numbers. You want to look it up later on. I imagine it's in the library. I have a private copy. I'll go by the pages. Just a few, wrap up a few minutes. Some interesting things. He has here on page, he quotes over here towards the end. It's 50 pages on definition of a shot. 50 pages. Towards the very end, towards page 271, where it ends finally. That's where he quotes from Moshe on that. That's the last thing he quotes from Moshe. But before that, quotes the Beis Ephraim. What's he talking about? Paranoia. Paranoia. That's a common, people paranoid. Huh? They ultimately come, everyone's out to get me. So, Pikei Chol Advarin, Yesh Lo Pachat. He's a Pachat. He's afraid of everything. Ein a Pachat Motziyo Mechazkoso. Even the Pachat comes through some Ruach Ra. No. He said, he's afraid, he's Mazel, whatever he's afraid about. The guy is a paranoid person. We have to say that he's most likely to have Sima de Pisco. This is the Beis Ephraim, Ebenezer Simon Peites. The Beis Ephraim.
Well, the paranoid schizophrenia, but there's also.
I haven't got schizophrenia. I'm coming to that. Peace.
No, I'm saying,
I'm coming to that.
Disorder that it's almost like an island of area. One area in his thinking, he's convinced, but other areas is intact.
Right.
That's a paranoid disorder, and it's fixed, and nothing touches it. There's also paranoid schizophrenia.
I'm not after that. We'll come to that in a minute. Be patient. I'm almost finished. This is page 271. Go back 10 pages. 262. Watch. Ha Professor Yisrael Strauss. You know who he is?
I gave the article to read.
Rabbi likes him a lot.
Oh, I don't never met the man. He is the one. There was only one Kiddush Torah case that I ever agreed with. I'm not talking about Moshe. I'm talking since Rav Moshe was passing. And that was when all the Dayanim got together and they got the Haskamas of the Elder Dayanim, Rabbi Yoshua's Talmidim, and they were consulting with the professor, Shin. Shin. It's a very long tshuva, and the one place I forgot to take out Strauss. It's him. I think he lives in a Gush somewhere, if I'm not mistaken. And what he says, Koshel ha-hagdes ha-musuk shota. V'nas ha-shimesh v'musuk zeh v'yachzim tzi'uyos shonos, rabos. Must it reals, then shall psychoza. Psychotic. Doesn't, will you please, Rabbi, Doctor, what's the definition of psychotic?
Psychosis means that your ability to distinguish reality.
Exactly. You don't know reality. And many pages later, that's the case that he was asked about by these Rambam Dayanim. Page 298. It's here. Schizophrenia paradonius. He quotes Professor Yisrael Strauss. Schizophrenia, froha, psychotis, and shchicha bioser. Nitanki achamura bioser. Kasha symptomim, ameafinim, also kolim, tiatuim, hazoyos, dibur, bilti murugan, or bilti muvam, hisnagas, bilti murugenis, or ketonis, pen sympotim, hanekurum shlilim, etc. What does it mean? This is him. This is Shota Gomer. And what is he? What is this fellow? That the demoyon is like the mitzius. Exactly. He doesn't know what's going on. This doesn't know reality. He imagines reality. This is exactly it. So Professor Strauss said it. Doesn't know the reality. That's Nebuch. That's really bad. What about the Mara Shchora Taka? The what they call Dikaon? So Mara Shchora. There's a whole tumult in Poskim. We saw Reb Chaim, according to Reb Chaskel Abramsky, thought that it's considered to be a shaita, based on one of the symptoms and the Gemara Masechta Chagiga. However, I think more accurate would be what the quotes here from the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan. I'd like to read it from the original, if we can. Almost finished. There's a few moments. Bali Amar HaShchoras, Kuf Chof Av Sifu Gimel. Sheinosim Klum, Tvorm Shol Shigon. Rak Yoshin B'yatsus, Rechok HaMichabur HaSanoshim, Mevakshim Lechol, Kshenosim Lechol, Ochlin Ven Maskin Ledaber, Kshenosim Lechol, Ochlin Ven Maskin Ledaber, Kshenosim Lechol, Ochlin Ven Maskin Ledaber, Kshenosim
Depression can also have psychotic features.
That's exactly.
It can have severe depression without psychotic features, and
that's
with psychotic.
That's right. So it's
the difference between psychotic depression, schizophrenia, is usually people with depression have mood, we call mood conquering delusions, delusions of poverty, delusions of morbidity, as opposed to bizarre things.
Those are the only ones that happen first.
I'm sorry?
Those are the only ones that happen first.
Okay.
Now, he quotes from the Chazon Yecheskel. Listen. He didn't do that. She knows also Maise Shtus, the Poe. Rak Nafsho Agumala, Verucho Atsuva. I'm if he's arguing Reb Chaim that he quoted in Chaz. Is he arguing his Rebbe? Does Rebbe sound like this was one of the three categories? This I can't know. I don't have the original to see if he's arguing with the Rebbe or explaining the Rebbe. Finally, for today, sadly, very, very sadly, dementia. This is the hardest thing to deal with. Yeah. This, you see this, you know, we see it so many times. People get older, especially. He quotes a Rav. Tismona nafsho nekev hafraat mochit biglia zikna. Dementia usually comes in Alzheimer's or things of this nature. So he tells, this is just a description of what it is. It gets worse in time. And sometimes he doesn't know, doesn't recognize his wife, his kids, doesn't know what he's talking about. These thoughts are making no sense. Who's a kuk lashkachal etipul matmidim. 24/7 care. We all know such people. Never chesed rachmanus. I quoted recently, it's called the Shivri Luchas. It exists. Seems to me, it also depends how bad the dementia is. There's some dementias that's so bad, less than the bar mitzvah, less than 8 years old, less than 4 years old, doesn't know what's going on. So Nebuchadnezzar.
Also, what happens sometimes is that a lot of physicians will get nihilistic about dementia. Say, well, he's demented anyway, but it's still worth, I don't take it to the population, but it's worthwhile treating diabetes properly, thyroid properly, because everyone added insult can further deteriorate the cognition, and it's worth being aggressive because you can buy time. You can
make. Tell me, doctor, you read the papers, take this medicine, do this action, will prevent dementia. Is any truth to that or is it baloney?
Well, Rabbi Wein has a good line. He says, all things in life being equal, which they rarely are. So if I say one variable, it's probably better than not having intellectual stimulating activities.
But is that not? But medicine's a joke, no? They take medicines.
Now there are FDA studies going on.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that they've finished the old phase 4 trials and do all that and so forth. So stay tuned for that. I mean,
I was trying to finish on time. I'm finished. Yes, this is after this year. Okay.